Where one piece of land starts and another stops can prove to be a heated topic among Missouri farmers. Joining us in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker is Joseph Kanan, a University of Missouri Extension County Engagement Specialist with Agriculture and Natural Resources, to discuss some of the guidelines to establish a boundary on your property, as well as to help clarify some of the confusing legal language.
Right now, part of it is because land prices are higher than they've been in the past, and that makes some difference. But some of the main reasons are that we have people do surveys. If a boundary or fence has been in place more than 10 years in a row, then it can't be changed without going to court under adverse possession.
Some of the land contracts, if a producer purchases 200 acres, let's say, the legal language could say like more 200 acres more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it worded like this and not more of a definitive statement?
It's worded like that because it could have easements against it, like a gas or a electric easement where they have the easements. It could have a road as part of that property. So instead of 200 acres, you might have 198 or 197 because the road is part of that.
Can you describe in a little more detail how a road or a trail might affect the property lines? And I remember you saying they don't count as part of a purchased property, correct?
No, that is correct. They affect the property lines because many, many years ago, the landowner at the time was asked if they wanted a road there, and the road was either put in on their property only if the neighbor wasn't willing to do that, or it was split down the middle of both properties. And so that has now become part of the whole situation. And so even though it's a road there, unless it's been legally closed, that road still exists. And so that's not part of the actual property that you're receiving or you're buying.
Would the same situation apply if a creek or river was running along the border of two properties or through a single property?
Creeks and rivers are a little more complicated because it depends a little bit on if the creek is called a navigable stream by the Department of Natural Resources, and that doesn't take a lot, but in North Missouri especially, it's based on how many days it could hold water or hold a boat or a kayak or something like that.
When a farmer buys a plot of land, when should they have the land survey done, and what are some of the pros and cons of having a land survey?
Well, if there's a lot of discrepancy and if there's no boundaries that are visible, then that's why I would say I would do it, or if both of you think it's a good idea. The biggest pro with a survey is it gives you a little better idea of where that property line is, and that may be important for lots of things. Probably the biggest con on some surveys is the price. Surveys are not cheap, and I'm not saying that they should be cheap because it is a professional that's doing it. I'm just saying surveys are very expensive.
And last question for you, what exactly is adverse possession and how does it work? And can it make property disputes easier or more complicated?
Well, adverse possession is a very complicated, complex deal. It is actually based on old English law from the 1400s, but what it essentially says is if you utilize land as your own and you take care of it, nobody complains, nobody says anything, after 10 years in a row, you can claim adverse possession. If somebody does anything as far as exclusive use of that land, then that can be claimed after 10 years of adverse possession. A lot of confusion about it because it is a legal process. You do have to go to court.
To find out more about property boundary regulations, visit our website at kmzu.com. Also, be sure to tune in weekday mornings at 7:25 for more KMZU Newsmaker. For KMZU, I'm Dan Watson.